Peter Skinner, Labour MEP for the South East. This twining story continues. What's the latest development today?
Well, we've been able to address our concerns directly to the Commissioner. It's the first time I've been able to do that, and members of the Parliament. In the past, we've been exchanging letters, but clearly that's not good enough. And now we're in a Budgets Committee where there is a budget control meeting going on, so we can ask him what effectively he's been spending the money on for the Regional Development Fund. And one of the issues that I feel very strongly about is that there is any European funding going to help for the relocation of Twinings into Poland. So that has been put very directly to the Commissioner. The Commissioner has understood fully how upset I am and the people of Andover are in terms of what's happened. And the condition is that I've just left the meeting on the basis that he comes back to me with some explanation as to what's going on, and indeed any particular action which might be necessary to address this to the Polish authorities and Twinings if they've done something wrong.
I mean, the Commissioner did say he gave a personal assurance that he would personally make sure that this was investigated. Does that go any way to appeasing you?
It might just go to appeasing me, but nobody in Andover right now tonight is going to be feeling particularly happy just with the response of the Commissioner. I believe this could have been stopped a long time ago, and I believe that if anything has been brought about by unfair practices, that we should be following this right until the end of the thread. And indeed, I think from next year, apparently, when the changes come in, that we can start to investigate what's going on. We should spend some effort in the Parliament making sure that we do just that.
I mean, what did you make of the Commissioner's response that he almost seemed to be saying that the bottom line for him was whether jobs stayed within Europe rather than going outside of Europe? I mean, do workers in Andover care about that?
Well, the fact is actually jobs are going out to China, but I want the jobs to stay in Europe and in the UK, in Andover, in the plant, in the North East. A lot of jobs have been lost, and a lot of talk has been made about what could or could not have happened if we'd been involved earlier. The fact is that we now know that European funds have been used in this process, and that the definitions and other issues which have been behind this actually are refutable. And we should actually be investigating whether or not, as a result of that, we should be challenging those authorities to pay back the money or not receive it in the first place. And then, of course, we might get some satisfaction.
So after today's meeting, you putting these questions to the Commissioner, what do you want him to do now? What are you expecting from him?
Well, I want him to first of all clear up whether or not the definition that was used to allow this money to be paid was a con, if you like, between the people involved and those or the authorities here with inside the Parliament and inside the Commission in order to be able to get funds, and which after January the 1st will prove to be a completely different plant and activity inside Poland. If that proves to be the case, then I believe we ought to be taking this directly to the Budgetary Control Committee again and making sure that this never happens again.
So after today's meeting, what is the Commissioner in your eyes? What would you like him to do? What does he need to do to satisfy you and people in Andover?
Well, I don't care about definitions or, you know, how he thinks he can control the budget. I know something wrong has happened, and so do the people in Andover. And perhaps even people in Poland and inside Twinings may know something about all of this as well. The reality is we can't correct what has already just happened, but we should not allow it to occur ever again. He is responsible for what has occurred, and if money has passed hands which should not have passed hands, he should at least be saying that has to come back. I will leave him to make his investigation, and when he comes back with that in early January, I hope, then we shall be asking him again what the results of that judgment are. He's made it clear that he wants to do that. I think we will give him that bit of time, but no more. And we want to see real results.
But, I mean, does it give you any comfort that this personal assurance from him that he will oversee this investigation?
Well, I think on a personal level, he's obviously going to try and do something. But I think, you know, from a level of being somebody on the street watching in, you can't be assured that somebody who's allowed this to happen already is going to deliver something for the people of the South East when they feel so wronged about what has happened already. We can clearly only try to clear up the mess, and the Parliament is the only transparent organ by which you can do that. It's my job to put him on the spot, to make him answer for what he's done, and if he's done something wrong or his services have done something wrong, to make them get the repayment made back and to correct what's happened. We can't change what's occurred here because there's many more parties than just the Commission. There's a company involved and there's another country involved. Perhaps I should be asking the British government to get involved as well, and that should be something perhaps which they should be doing automatically, and I'll be looking to write to the ministers involved to see whether they will do that.
But presumably this is something you're not going to give up on?
Not at all, not till the end of the thread.